she faltered. He could feel her rage dissipating as fast as it had come, and what replaced it was a terrible blackness. In it, he saw, was fear. Fear of her son. Fear that he might hurt her. Not tonight, no, not with those grimy little boy fists, but little boys grew up. And was he so much better than her that he could look down his nose and give her the old la-di-da? Was he any better? In his mind, he heard the unspeakable crooning voice asking if he wanted to go back home, even though it meant Tib would have to go on without him. Yes, Bob, he'd said. Even if it meant going back to his bitch of a mother. Yes, Bob, he'd said. You understand her a little bit better now, do you? Cam had asked, and once again Bobby had said, yes. And when she recognized his step on the porch, there had at first been nothing in her mind but love and relief. Those things had been real. Bobby unmade his fists. He reached up and took her hand, which was still held back to slap, although now, without much conviction. It resisted at first, but Bobby at last soothed the tension from it. He kissed it. He looked at his mother's battered face and kissed her hand again. He knew her so well, and he didn't want to. He longed for the window in his mind to close, longed for the opacity that made love not just possible, but necessary. The less you knew, the more you could believe. It's just a bike I don't want, he said. Okay, just a bike. What do you want? She asked. Her voice was uncertain, dreary. What do you want from me, Bobby? Pancakes, he said. Lots. He tried a smile. I am so hungry. She made enough pancakes for both of them, and they ate breakfast at midnight, sitting across from each other at the kitchen table. He insisted on helping her with the dishes, even though it was going on toward one by then. Why not, he asked her. There was no school the next day. He could sleep as late as he wanted. As she was letting the water out of the sink and Bobby was putting the last of their silverware away, Bowser began barking over on Colony Street. Roof, roof, roof. Into the dark of a new day. Bobby's eyes met his mother's. They laughed, and for a moment, knowing was all right.